Well,
all that.
I don't remember too much about funerals and the composition of the box. The coffins will look just a lot like they look today to me, the ones that they laid you out in. I remember they used to put you in, build a pine box to put the coffin that they laid you out in, you know.
Yeah, did you ever see the ones that were kind of narrow at the feet? And
well, I could tell.
They'd get wide.
We used to have an old Negro here, Creole descent.
Yeah.
And his name was Williams. His last name was Williams. But everybody used to call him Horsemaker. And Horsemaker used to work at the brickyard over here where they molded bricks into clay.
St. Joe.
Well, they had one at St. Joe and they had a Slidell Brickworks here. They had a Slidell.
Now, St. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll ask you that later. Go ahead.
They had a brickyard over here that belonged to Salmon. Snyder later bought it from Salmon.
Yeah.
And Snyder always owned St. Joe Brick.
Yeah.
But this Horsemaker, this mud, we used to go and get it as kids and play with it too. You know, you'd have waste after they cut the brick, you know, and went down the line. I don't know if we ever saw prepare brick for a kill. They shape it and form it, cut the bricks, and then they roll it on the carts into the kiln and bake it. Well, this mud was fun to play with. By the time they processed it for forming in the bricks, you could work it pretty good and make molds and you'd make figures out of it. And this old fella, the reason they called him Horsemaker, he had a penchant for making statues. And most of them were of horses. You know, he'd have standing horses. Dr. Henry Cook has a lot of his horses up there in his office. He used to make them and bring them out. He used to bring them to my daddy. I don't have a one whole piece left here yet, but he liked my daddy. He used to mold horses and figures of birds and things like that, and he used to repair bicycles. We knew him real well because we used to sell him a lot of bicycle parts, and that's all we ever called him was Horsemaker. Well, we get back to the car.
Yeah.
One day I was, must have been a young man, 24, 25 years old. Was riding, he lived on Moffacar Road out here by Thompson's store. And I think I was getting ready to go fishing, and I was raking in these ditches with a net just to catch crawfish and minnows, you know, and to go perch fishing in the bayou.
Yeah.
And I was in front of his house, and he recognized me. Hey, Mr. come see. And they were real old hospital. He was colored, but we were all friendly. You know? Come in the house, you know, and give me coffee. I said, no, I don't want any coffee. I said, I'm getting my bait together. I'm going to take the kids fishing. And he said, I want to show you something. So I go in the house, and he brings me in his living room. And he has his coffin made. He made his own coffin out of wood, and it was built in the shape like you're talking about. It comes out, went back in, and narrow at the feet. And I looked at it from a distance, you know, from the door, and he had it painted black. And I said, that's a good job, Horsemaker. I said, why do you have a notion to make your own coffin like that? You try to talk something like that. Well, he was French, to say, you try to talk somewhat in his accents, you know. He said, well, he said, if you wait till you die, he said, it costs so much money.
Yeah.
He said, I can do all of this.